Baba gave me instructions only to write. But then he did not give me any instruction about the printing. And when Baba was in body, you know, whatever he would ask me to write, I would write. And then he would give for printing. So, and he did not give me any instruction for the printing. So, I don't attach much importance to it. Just I wish that whatever he has given, you know, should be there. And it is for him to get them printed. So then... No, it so happened, you know, that when that he translated the play, you know, when he translated the play, so somebody read it, and there was one from Sufi group, Dick Duman. So he said that I would edit it. You give it to me. It is a nice thing, very good material. All right, take it. He said, by Baba's birthday, means 1974, you know. By Baba's birthday, you 74 or 75, you will get it. So he took, and then he took a long time and sent a part of it. And then he kept quiet, you know. He did not send the other part. So I also kept quiet because I was not very much interested. And then when I would talk, you know, to people of course would take, Baba lovers, they would take much interest. So, no, your books should be translated in English. Your books should be translated. They were after me all the time. So, then so many offered also. Even Don Stephen, you know, he said that whatever you have done, you know, if you give me, I would do it. I would edit it.
That is
fine. By everything, whatever I wrote, he wanted me to give. But then at the time I did not decide, you know, should I give or not. But then Anne came, Anne Conlin. She came here, and then I found that she is... 74 or 75. No, 74, I think, yes.
So
Farrani
finished?
No, he was, at the time he was doing it. He was doing it. A few parts I had given him, given her.
So she came, and how did that, she asked you for it?
No, she did not ask. What happened, you know, there were others who were asking, and because, you know, Farhangi was typing here, so there were many who came to know that the book was being translated. So they were after me. So then, I saw Anne, and she's a nice person, she would do a good job. So one day, I had a talk with her, and she also showed much interest. So I gave her one part to read. And she read, and of course she liked it, and she said that if you would give me, I would edit it. So in this way I gave it and to her. And then other thing, you know, then many came to know about it, and they would they offered, you know, that they would edit. So I would just give, you know, because all right, do it. No, not by that. Not by that. So what more do you want?
Everything and nothing. But the main thing is so much difficulty you went to write this book.
But because, you know...
I mean, your memories of that are just...
No, because...
Unhappiness.
All those difficulties, you know, they were there. So only thing to get rid of all those difficulties, you know. Just I wanted to be there, and it is good. Baba had created a very good situation, though that situation was apparently not favorable to me. But I should say that it was a very favorable situation, because at that time, you know, nobody would care for me. So I would care for the work. Otherwise, you know, if anybody would care for me, that means do this, that, you know, so many things.
Yes.
So I was kept free. I was kept free. So I would care for the work only. So it was a very good situation, I should say, he created. Though apparently it looks very unfavorable situation, you know. Nobody would care for me at that time. Nobody, just useless. You know, let him be there. Useless. But it is Baba who created that situation that nobody would care for me, so I could care for the work. Otherwise, if I would take part in different things, you know, how was it possible for me to write? It was not possible. So he created such a situation that though apparently it looked most unfavorable, but it was most favorable for me.
No, you began with, Baba didn't give the title Meher Prabhu.
No, he did not give. Meher Prabhu I wrote in Hindi. And then it so happened, you know, again I changed the name, Mauni Prabhu. And then, not Meher Prabhu, I wrote some other name, you know. Then I changed Mauni Prabhu and then afterwards, Meher Prabhu. And then Mauni Prabhu. So in this way, Meher Prabhu, so then... Afterwards, I changed again the silent one.
Oh, that just came off. So.
Yes. No particular significance for that. Just I thought that it could. This title I liked, the silent one.
Because Baba is silence in this advent.
So I thought that it would be better that I should maintain this title, the silent one. For the nothing and the everything, Baba himself gave the title. For biography, he did not give the title. But one day, for this play, you know, one day he told me that you would write the script for film. Why I wrote the ancient one? Because I have written so many plays. But then he said that one day he said that you would write a script for the play. For the movie, script for the movie. So then I wanted, you know, to fulfill every wish of Baba. So I thought that now it is a very good theme. So I should write.
With the idea that it would be a movie?
Yes.
So.
When Baba asked me that you would write script for movie, so I thought that now this wish also I must fulfill. So I wrote the ancient one. I don't know whether it is good for the movie, but when the theme, so when the theme is there, you know, and of course it can be utilized for the movie, change here and there, but that theme can be utilized for the movie. It is a very good theme, I should say. It is a very good theme. I would not be able to write.
Yeah, you know,
if attend this, I attend that, go there, yes. Do this, that.
Even now, I suggest
you. So,
if you're free, you can.
So they would not care for me, they would just neglect. They had neglected.
But that's good, like you said.
Yes. Because of that, I could write. Otherwise, nobody would have allowed me to write, you know, do this, that.
Yes.
Yes.
And when you came to stay here also, all those people thought
they would not like, you know, they were there, I was there with them since so many years, but they would think, not only think that I was with my family, but they would also tell others, you know, he has left.
They didn't know.
They went to that extent that they spread the rumor here and there that now he has left and he's with his family. If people would ask them about me, he's with his family there.
They knew you were collecting from Baba's books.
Yes. And when they would come, they would not come to me, they would not see me, you know. I would just wait for them, I would stand there outside. Even Eraj himself, nobody, money would not do like this. But You go like this.
Do you think, though, they actually believed you were with your family?
I don't know.
Because if you really believe that, then
I don't know. I don't know, but they were just telling others that he's with his family. He's with his family. Because he was here.
He could have told her that the conversation came up.
No, that master was not good, they were also not good, in good terms. They were not in good terms with Adi. So after about, after his body, so many things were. Good that this trust business started, means the fighting in the trust. And because of this, they get united. They get
Acha, against Shastra.
They get united. They got united. Otherwise, you know, it was going on. It was going on. But I'm just telling you.
But even since Mahamansalini, there's always been that. You know, when you love someone like that so much, there's bound to be.
No, that was all Baba's creation. This was also Baba's creation. Right. And it was he who just put it in proper shape. Yeah. So this trust business, trust dispute started. It also helped.
Yeah, I see that.
It also helped. Otherwise, you know, they would have, they had just thrown me out, I suppose. They had.
Yeah.
They did. And why I get very much upset about him, that because, you know, Baba trusted him. Those who come, they think that he is someone.
Yeah.
And when he does like this, so I feel hard. People think that he is so great, so great.
Just how to explain it, except that he was jealous when Baba loved you.
So, because, you know, people come to him, they think that he is great.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, one who was there all these years, even now, he does not show me interest, you know. Just keeps. So even now, he is much better now. He is much better, I should say. Otherwise, I would be there and I would be treated like a pew. Interest. Now he realizes, he knows that, realizes. I think that from the beginning he realizes. And because of that, you know, that jealousy comes, but now he realizes that he, when there is some headache and all these things, then he brings him. Then he brings till that time he does whatever mess he could create. He creates something. But he's much better now. And I'm very happy, I'm very grateful to him about that. I don't want anything. I just want, you know, that those who were with Baba all these years, this would remain right here. Because it is really a unique thing in this avataric age. Unique thing.
Right.
In the history, you know, you would never find in the history that all the members who were with the Prophet, they were all together after he died. They just separated some here, there, like this. They never viewed like this.
I think it probably, don't you think the reason was because of maintenance. Here, Baba's provided for your maintenance.
Even then, you know, I should say that this is the basic reason. Not finance, that is a different thing. That is quite different thing, you know. But nobody lived, you know, together like this. In previous avataric period, no. You won't find in this.
This is the unique thing.
This is the unique thing in this age. Peter, he went somewhere. Everybody.
Yeah.
Some here, one there, one there, like this. So, but in this age, of course, it is difficult. And difficult, even. Very difficult.
Stay together with that boss.
Very difficult. But it is he who helps. And now it's quite good, I should say.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Still, the things are there, but not to that extent. Terrible thing, terrible, nobody could dream of such thing.
As you said about living on the edge of the sword.
Please.
And each one of them.
That's why, you know, I tell now, the other day I told Pendu also, nobody could have stayed
like me. I was the only one, and all against me. Not all against me, but all were turned against me. Who?
Get everything there when I give that.
So, well, what I want to know is that these points Baba gave, you would take down in notes at night?
Yes.
And then later on, you would, after Baba Dr.'s body, you expanded those and put in shape discourse.
During night, afterwards, he gave me. But 67, when he would be doing the seclusion work in the Maldi Hall. So after completing his seclusion work, he would call me immediately.
Into the hall?
In the hall. He would call me only.
Dictate points.
And he would dictate points.
That was in 67?
67.
And those points are the nothing and everything?
Ah, yes.
And other points from
Then afterwards, what happened, then... what would happen that Baba would be working in seclusion and then afterwards he would call me. So the time would just expire, And there were other things, letters and everything. So Arach would just wait for those letters to read out. So it went on, and then every day he would get upset, because he had also attended so many things. So then Baba asked me, Baba would give me during night when I would be with him.
Like this mischievous chicken story.
He gave me in the hall, Mandi hall.
In the king's hall.
Yes.
So all the main things were given in the hall.
Yes.
He would be alone in the hall doing his work.
After the work was completed. Yes. Every day he would come.
Then call you.
Yes. He would be working there for a few hours. And then, as soon as he would complete that work, he would call me.
In other words, he would be sort of in seclusion. He would be sitting in his chair. All the doors would be closed. No one was inside.
No.
Then immediately call you.
Yes.
And you'd find him just sitting in his chair.
No. After that, he would call all. Because, Baba would perspire and all these things. So, he would change his clothes and everything. And then afterwards... send everyone out, and then I would be with him, and then he would dictate me points.
You would just take down?
Yes.
You'd have to watch Baba and take down at the same time?
Yes, I would read the signs and write.
Right. You just sit on the floor and
nothing.
Just a pad.
Yes. I was not bad in sign reading.
No, not that, but you have to look up and
then. Ah, yes. I could follow his signs very well.
And at that time he said, I'm giving you these points for a book called Nothing and Everything.
Yes.
He said, this is for that book.
He told others also that I am giving him 10% of the book which I wrote in 1925.
How did he first broach the subject? Did he first say, I want you to write one book?
No, he said that... this is an important thing. You just pay attention and I would dictate. You take down the points. And then afterwards you write. But now you take down the points. And he told others that I will give him 10% of the book which I wrote in 1925-26. So then he would call me and every day he would give. Then afterwards he stopped. So he would give me there. When I would be with him during night in his room.
So, did anything come to you after he dropped his body? Or all the points for that book were already there?
I did not understand at that time. When he would dictate, I would not. Now, one thing, I forgot to tell you about this. Why I am dictating this book in English. There is some reason behind it. What happened, I'm dictating in English. Why I'm dictating this book in English? There is reason behind it. What is the reason? What happened in 1968? Of course, Nana, from 1960 onwards, Baba would call Nana at Guru Prasad for 3 months during summer. and Balnath would come for 6 weeks. So every year means after 1960 onwards, he would call Nana every year for 3 months. And then Balnath, because he had a vacation, so he would also come for 6 weeks. So in 1968, what happened, you know, not 68, 67. One day, Baba said, you are all alone, you know, here, of course, you are with me during night, during daytime, you had to write. And of course, you don't have any friend, you know, don't have any friend to talk with, because all the time you are working, there must be someone, you know, so that just even for 5-10 minutes, you know, you can just talk and relax yourself, or go for a walk in the morning for a few minutes. So I said, I don't need. And one day he came to Mandli Hall, dictated a telegram to Nana, you know, come. So he came. When he came, one day it so happened, you know, then when he would dictate me points, so one day he called him and he was there at that time, Nana Khed. When Baba was dictating, nobody was there, but Nana was there. You know. So, and then one day he said that, now that story, chicken story, you know, I have dictated, you both go and write in English. So, we were there, I dictated to Nana, and Nana wrote. I dictated to Nana and he wrote, you know. And then we went to Baba, and then Baba asked Francis to read, asked Iris to read it out. And then he said, how is it? Of course, nobody could follow at that time. But Francis said to Baba that you are a very good storyteller. Francis said, nobody said anything, but Francis said that you are a very good storyteller. So now just see, you know, that work was done at that time. That's why it is coming out in English. And Haider wanted me to dictate her explanation, and that book would be in English.
But actually, you were starting to say you couldn't follow any of those points.
When he would give me points, you know, I did not follow anything. And one day when I asked him for explanation, he said, no, don't ask me anything. You just take down, everything would be crystal clear to you. So when after completing this biography, you know, in verse and prose, I just started reading those points, you know, and they were very clear to me, very clear to me.
After
Baba dropped his body and after completing these two books. Still, you know, there are certain points about this 14 roads and 14 lanes and 7 by lanes and so many things he had given to me. And about Tantric also, he gave. But I could not include, there are certain points which are still not clear. Not clear means I could not write the points, you know, he had given me, because he would dictate. And then like this, you know, quick. So then sometimes when I would not be able to write there, you know, I would go in my room and write all those points. So I did not write those points. So still, you know, he had told me about the Tantric, you know, Tantric. But still I don't remember. I don't follow.
But you have
learned
something.
No, but I have written something which I could follow, but the rest, the details, of course, no. Even if I get the clue, some more points, you know, I might gather. But I don't, I have just touched certain points about this in that book, but not much. So I think that the main thing which he wanted, you know, he gave me. The rest, of course, it is out of my mind.
For the time being. Right now.
But don't tell Haider about this tantric. No. Otherwise, you know, she would want me. Oh, yes, yes, just remember, try.
I want you also.
I want
you also. But not right now.
Because actually, you know, when I wrote, I don't know how I missed. Then afterwards, I just remembered. Then I remembered that, oh, Baba had given importance to this, that that it should be made very clear what is tantric, you know. Right. Because people, they just think that it is spiritual. But because of this tantric powers, you know, they do different types of miracles. And people think that they are saint, they are spiritual. But it has nothing to do with spirituality. Nothing. But certain things I have included in the book. They are there. But for tantric, I did not give separate explanation. And still I am not in a position to explain.
Don't worry, you will be. Come on. I want also.
You want?
Chalo.
David, I don't know. Previously, I would.
You look very
good. I think art is good. No, not so much like. You don't know what.
What's that paper?
You disturb me.
No.
So what will you say?
I wanted to tell you something, but I forgot.
You don't know how, you started to say. I don't know how or something.
I forgot. See, disturb.
No.
Oh, God.
This is good.
You started to say something about me? Or about,
no.
About this work?
About the work, you know, I want
you don't know how it happened, these explanations.
Forgot.
Maybe it's remembered.